I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show. Moose and Breezy here, checking in on your Wednesday. Are the vibes up? 585-252-9800. Breeze, are they up for you this morning?
Yeah, they're absolutely sky high.
They're right through the roof.
Sky high. I'm pretty sure I have COVID, so that's nice.
Does that hurt to talk?
Yeah,
it sounds
very
painful.
Very painful. Very painful.
Does it feel like you're swallowing shards of glass?
Yeah, every time I talk, it just feels like knives are just sliding down the back of my trach. So
terrific. You probably shouldn't be here, but what are you gonna do?
Yeah, well, you took off yesterday, so I can't do 2 days in a row. So
what are you gonna do?
Hey, that for us. All right, good morning, Moose and Breeze. It's Nico and Steve here. Vibes are really high today. First ride to work in the new Jeep. Beep beep.
Oh, hell yeah.
Hope you guys have the best day. We love you. We love you both.
Nico and Steve, thank you guys for
new Jeep. Love
texting
that.
In. We were wondering what they're going to get. I guess a Fiat, but they went with the Jeep.
I love it. They're only going to be paying $600 a month for it, but that's okay.
Oh, they can swing it.
Nico and Steve.
We haven't asked them what they do yet, have we?
No, we have not.
Let us know, guys.
Nico.
We're so curious about you.
What do you do? Come into the studio, honestly.
Come chill.
Well, not yet. It's not done. I don't know when it will be done. Every day I'm like, can we do this? They're like, yeah, tomorrow.
This is a work in progress, Breeze.
Yeah, but it's just everything's here, so just get it done. I'm going to start taking matters into my own hands.
I know you are.
It's like, I hate waiting for things. I hate when things aren't. I have to wait on other people. I just don't like that. All right, who else is here? Amy's here. She says, good morning.
What's up, Amy?
Feeling good last night. Went out for Taco Tuesday. It was delish. I also went out for Taco Tuesday last night. Dorado.
Did you? Walked on down there to Park Abbey.
I didn't walk. It was raining. I drove.
Oh, you drove. You made the 30-second drive.
Yeah, it was pouring. I'm like, I'm not walking in the rain.
Yeah.
I don't want to get sick. Joke's on me. Vibes are high. I woke up on time for work today, and my baby slept through the night. That is a massive win. Massive win.
Huge. I mean, we don't have kids, and we even know that.
I know. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure that one out. You're amazing, super mom. And your baby's just absolutely coming in clutch for you. What about you, Vibes? How are you doing? How are you feeling after our big, big day yesterday?
Pretty good. It was a really good day yesterday. And Breezy and I, we got to hang out at the Strathallan for a little bit. Here's there. Got this beautiful glass bowl from the New York State Broadcasting Association for our work that we did with CSC, the Cancer Support Community of Rochester, and the Bachelor Auction. What do you want to put in this bowl?
Skittles.
Skittles. That's fine with me, Breeze.
M&M's. I don't know.
Congratulations, by the way. I never got a chance to congratulate you yesterday.
Congrats to you, too, bro.
Thank you so much.
You absolutely crushed it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I was really honored to win something. You know what I mean? My second award this year from the New York Broadcasters Association. And then I was like, wow, we're really, really set apart from the rest.
Yeah.
And then I went upstairs and I saw there was 5 other bowls up there from that same exact establishment.
They're handing like, them out.
Okay.
Hey, we have all these extras. Does anybody want to take one home?
No, literally. Oh,
God.
Boo said I wanted a plaque so bad, and we didn't get a plaque.
Hey, it's nice to be recognized, so thank you.
No, for sure. Gosh.
Speaking of stuff going on in the studio, my mic is it was cracked in half when I walked in this morning. I don't know what's going on here.
Maybe the mice got to it.
The duct tape is not doing its job.
Wait, you duct taped it?
Yes.
Oh dear.
I mean, I can't hold a microphone for 4-something hours. I can't do it. I'm doing too much over here. But what are you going to do? I'm glad you guys are here with us this morning. Thank you so much. You make coming into work this early so worth it. Coming up, I know that, when did this whole Sandra Dorley thing take place? Do we remember?
Over the summer.
It was over the, was it? Like yeah. May, June? Mm-hmm. Anyways, the outside prosecutor brought in to review her traffic stop in Webster, says, you know what? She's not going to face any additional criminal charges or tickets aside from the speeding ticket she already pleaded guilty to because ... I'm sure there's so many people that don't agree with this, but on the other hand, we're not attorneys, you know? What do we know? So we'll tell you what happened with Sandra Dorley and what her future looks like coming up next for the big story of the day. Thank you guys so much for being here. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back. Breezy, let's talk Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley for 1 minute. Now, the outside prosecutor brought in to review her traffic stop in Webster says she will face no additional criminal charges or tickets aside from the speeding ticket that she originally had already pleaded guilty to. But do you want to know why? Because prosecutor Bill Fitzpatrick says being rude and obnoxious is not a crime. And this prosecutor originally considered the charges of fleeing from police and official misconduct, but determined none of them were appropriate. I don't know how that works. That's odd. But one of the questions asked was if Dorley pled guilty so quickly because it was a defense mechanism to avoid additional charges. And the response was, I seriously doubt Sandra was being that cunning to do that. And I do point out that the plea was not accepted for another 9 to 10 days. And so if someone in Webster or in Monroe County had smelled a rat here and thought something was out of place, someone could have petitioned the court, Fitzpatrick responded. Some have questions if it was even fair for Fitzpatrick, who knows Dorley personally and does the same job, to conduct the investigation. And he responded, there are a limited pool of district attorneys.
Yeah, don't they all know her?
For the most part, yeah. And he said there's a limited pool here of district attorneys in the state that could have conducted the investigation with a degree of credibility. But I'm 100% certain that any fair-minded, open-minded person is going to look at this and come to the same conclusion that I did. And he also emphasized his review was solely focused on potential criminal conduct, not ethics. It's just odd, though, that she was able to drag this officer all the way home with her instead of just pulling over right away. She just got hit with a speeding ticket, really.
Yeah.
And so case closed on that. That's the extent of the investigation.
I mean, I agree. Being rude and obnoxious is not a crime.
No,
for sure.
It's definitely not.
But when you hold a position of being a public figure in the legal system, I think that should mean something where you lose your job or you get demoted. Or whatever the case may be.
And that's what so many people were calling for,
and
right?
They're like, well, she just like was going 50 and 30. So that's, what, 3 points on her license? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
And, you know, weird. According to her, she was having a very bad day.
But we all have bad days, Sandra. We all have bad days.
So not too many people are happy with the outcome of this, but this is how it goes. Coming up on the show, how many of you are totally against just or bored when it comes to watching a game that's a total blowout?
Well, that's the biggest question, right? I mean, like, by halftime on Monday, where I was watching it, everyone was like, all right, it's time to go to bed. Like, not much more to see.
It's one thing to be watching it on TV, and being at the game, I think, is completely different. But I know there are so many people that just cannot deal with watching sports when the score is 40 to nothing. Personally, I kind of get enjoyment out of it. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY. Stay there.
98PXY is free and always will be.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Monday night, went to the Bills game. Bills ended up winning over Jacksonville 47-10. Was it a blowout? Yeah, 100%. It was a blowout. And then Breezy brought up the fact that, I mean, sporting events in general, not just Bills games, are just so awful to watch when there's a blowout. Because they're what?
It's just boring.
It's just boring.
It's like, we get it.
I disagree,
though.
Oh, they
scored another touchdown? They're only up by 100. There should definitely be like a cutoff. If you reach 50-plus points over, the game's over.
Oh, my God. You're depressing.
No, I mean, like, don't waste my time. You know what I mean?
It's not really about you, though.
It is.
Listen, the last time the Bills played Jacksonville was last October, and they lost. And it was such a crappy loss, and people were pissed. So they had something to prove, and they came out that tunnel pissed off Monday night. And I'll tell you what. I was hoping they'd score at least 60 points on them on Monday. I so badly just wanted them to destroy Jacksonville, and I don't think 47 points was enough. And, you know, people make the argument, too. Is there a negative view on blowouts? Like, you know, in American sports, there seems to be this unwritten rule that you shouldn't keep scoring once it's clear that the other team has been beaten. There's a respect level. In that you certainly shouldn't try to be flashy and score extra points and do a bunch of touchdown dances after you're beating this team by an additional 50 points. Mm-hmm. Sure, it's sportsmanship. I get that. But when you got money on the game too, it's a different story. People want, especially Bills fans, you know how proud Buffalo Bills fans are. You know how proud this, if you live in Buffalo in general.
Yeah.
You want to destroy every team that comes into that stadium. Every single
team.
But when
you're there, I mean, like, are you, I don't know, in my opinion, I'd be like, all right, we can hit the roads. We can miss traffic.
Well, here's the thing, because I'm the type of person where if I go to a sports game, I have to leave 10 minutes into the fourth quarter just to try and get ahead, beat the traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason so many people, like my buddy was telling me, there's so many people that haven't been able to do that is because the games have been so close, like 20 to 23, 30 to 20. You don't know what's going to happen, so you have to stay for the whole thing and watch.
Mm-hmm.
The advantage on Monday night was, okay, this is a clear win. Let's head out of here.
And every other person was thinking that too.
Sure. And you still get home at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah. So I guess maybe you would have been better off if you stayed.
I mean, the guy behind me was screaming his ass off all game. Let's go. You can do better than that. Come on. I'm like, they're clearly winning. Can we just chill for one minute?
It's actually impossible for them to lose at this point.
It's just chill. The Bills are 3-0. You know?
No, they're undefeated. Listen, I don't know. Watching it there and watching it home, obviously different vibe. But I watched it at my friend's house, and by halftime, we're like, all right, see ya. Nighty night, time to go to bed. Like, we don't need to watch this anymore.
Yeah, listen, when I'm at home, I can't make it past the halftime. There's no way. I'm exhausted. And people who get up as early as we do, I can't do it. I can't stay and watch a game until midnight. I think that's one of the things, too, the advantage of when I was living on the West Coast, is football would end at 7 p.m.
Oh, yeah.
But Sundays, it's starting at 10 a.m. It was constant kegs and eggs. Bars would open at 9. Sunday football starts at 10. It was great.
That's insane. This person says, it's the freaking Buffalo Bills. I'll watch the game even if they're up by 100. They're fun to watch. Yeah, I mean, They're fun to watch to a point. Like, I mean, if I don't know. Again, very new football fan over here.
Right. I was just going to say
it's a little different, but like, it is fun when it's gut wrenching, and you know you need a cardiologist on standby when it's so close. But I think it's more fun because it's like, oh my god, you get to feel something. You don't really feel something with a ball. You're like, okay, cool, like, that's awesome. They did what they needed to do.
Yeah, no, I understand that too. But you know, when it's the playoffs and stuff like that, when the games are a little bit more serious and they have more meaning to them, you want them to crush. You absolutely do.
Yeah, Monday wasn't that though.
They got something to prove.
Monday was just like, oh, third game of the season. Let's stay undefeated.
Who doesn't want to see Josh Allen's hair just blown in the wind? You know what I mean? Those beautiful locks.
So they're wearing a helmet, but yes. I mean, listen, I hope they stay on this track. I hope they keep, you know, remain undefeated. But time will tell on Sunday. Let's go. Are you going to go back to another game this season?
Yeah, no, I am. What do you think the biggest blowout in NFL history was? By the way, this took place in 1940 against the the Bears and the Redskins.
The Bears.
Washington. Biggest blowout ever.
80-something.
No. Go a little lower than that.
75?
Close.
77.
73 to nothing.
To zero?
Yeah.
At that point, I'm bored. I'm going home.
In the 40s. Oh, man. I would have died to be at that game. Are you kidding me?
It's like, all right, we get it. At what point is it just embarrassing? You know?
Yeah. You got to be a
The Bears won?
Yeah.
You got to. Loving it.
You got to be just a ruthless coach to be like, yeah, keep going. Keep going.
At what point are you like, we call it. Yeah. We call it. For sure.
If you were Washington, oh, but you'd be walking into the dressing room, locker room a long time ago.
Yeah.
First quarter. You know what? We're going to just go ahead and head out on this one. We're good. Thank you so much.
98PXY.
Playing matchmaker is all fun and games until someone ends up filing a restraining order.
Yeah, you know, that's the reality of the situation, right?
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. All right, Breezy, you got to give us an update, but for those who didn't hear the original story, let's backtrack and give the listeners, let's get them up to speed.
Yeah, so my girlfriend and I were out to drinks with a friend of ours, and fairly new friend, and we were talking, and she's a lesbian, and she was like, I just like, you know, looking, blah, blah, blah. And my girlfriend was 3 IPAs deep. I was like, I have someone for you.
She loves those craft beers.
She does. And she's like, I have someone for you. And so, you know, God bless my girlfriend's soul. She's the sweetest thing, right? She's just trying to help. So she's like, finds the one other lesbian that she knows that is single. And she's like, this is going to work. So kind of set that up behind the scenes. They start following each other on Instagram. They're texting, all of the things. And I was like, let's go on a double date, you know? And double date for a first date is a little strange.
A little bit, but people do it all the time.
It is what it is. Let's kind of feel out the situation. So originally it was supposed to be for like 2 weekends back. My girlfriend ends up getting COVID. So we reschedule it for this past Friday. And, you know, there were some vibes. The one thing that the girl said that my girlfriend was setting her up with, so the girl who didn't live here, was like, is she clingy? Is she crazy? Talking about our friend. Because I can't do that. I can't do clingy. Right. I can't do crazy.
Right.
And, I mean, we just met this girl, but we're like, she seems great. You know what I mean? Like, no qualms here. So she's like, okay, great. Let's give it a whirl. So.
But you were going to agree to all meet together on the first date.
As like, we all went out to dinner together. Yes.
Okay, so you go on this double date to dinner, and they're meeting for the first time in person.
Yeah, but they had been texting. Okay. And there was a little bit of clingy craziness from the girl who said, I can't do clingy and I can't do crazy.
Oh,
towards our friend.
She was the one that was giving those vibes.
Like, she would text, well, okay, I need names here. So let's call the one girl who lives here Ashley.
Okay, let me write this down so we can all keep track.
Yeah.
So Ashley lives here.
Ashley lives close to me.
Okay.
And then Jessica and lives a couple towns over. Okay?
I wouldn't have called her Jessica.
Jessica's always my default name.
Yeah.
Always.
All right. We'll go with Jessica. I would have said LaFonda, but that's okay.
Right, of course.
So Ashley and Jessica go on this double date.
So Jessica's like, I can't do crazy.
Okay.
And I'm like, Ashley's not crazy. But then Jessica ends up being crazy.
Okay. Can't do crazy. Jessica can't do crazy, but Ashley ends up being crazy.
No. Jessica's crazy.
Jessica is crazy and Ashley can't do crazy.
Ashley's like, okay, well, you said you didn't want crazy, but here you are being crazy.
Okay, so there she goes being crazy.
So I'm like, okay, whatever. Everything's fine. Maybe it'll be different in person. You know what I mean? Maybe we'll all just like vibe out. So we go out to dinner and it's fine. It's just...
I love the raving review.
I know. We were talking about some other lesbian friends of ours and Jessica, the one who doesn't live here, was like, who's that? Who's this? Who's this person? I'm not going to name more names because I don't want to confuse anybody. But right. So she acts like she has no idea who these people are. She's like, I don't know anyone here. I'm not from around here. Blah, 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 blah. So we go on the date. Everything's fine. And Ashley's like, hey, it was fun. She's texting me. Like, we're all at the table. She's like, I'm just not, like, feeling it, you know?
Oh, she's not feeling it on the first date.
That's okay. We'll drop her off. No worries.
We'll drop her off in a ditch.
So we drop her off at her car because we all meet at a bar, a mutual bar.
And this girl didn't come with you.
Very close to our house. The four of us met for a drink before.
Got it.
So we drop her off at her car and she knew where I lived and she knew that Ashley lived the street over.
Right.
So all of a sudden, we drop her off. She's pissed because Jessica didn't get to say goodbye to Ashley.
Correct.
Like, alone, without us. Like, didn't get a chance to say, like...
Right, that's a problem.
Let's hang out again. Mm-hmm. Like, suss out the vibes. So we drop Jessica off, and we bring Ashley home. All of a sudden, Ashley goes inside to grab her dog.
Right.
Her dog comes running out. We have the dog. She's like, I'm going to grab you guys some water. Okay, great. We're sitting on Ashley's porch. Like, Jessica's driving by.
Uh-oh. Okay, so we have a drive-byer, which is Jessica. So Jessica's doing the drive-by past Ashley's house.
Texting Ashley.
While doing the drive-by.
Where are you? I wanted to say goodbye.
Oh, no.
I can't drive back to insert town far away.
Why?
Like, she just wanted to, she didn't want to go back an hour away.
Yeah.
Before she said goodbye.
Right.
Like, I'd love to hang out further.
Because she didn't get a chance to say goodbye, just the two of them.
She didn't get a chance to just have some, like, one-on-one time. Which I get, but, like, also speak up. Like, you have a voice. You're not Ariel. Like, come on.
Oh, yeah. So, Ariel.
I'm like, what's going on here? So, we're sitting, and she's like, it's not the vibe. All of a sudden, she drives by again. We're ducking on the porch.
Oh, no, Jessica.
Jessica's going nutty.
This is not the vibe on the first date.
Then.
And by the way, is Ashley, is she aware of this at all?
She knows we're all ducking on her porch.
Oh, no.
She drives by once with just my girlfriend and I. Doesn't see us because we dive into a bush. She drives by again. The three of us are on the porch. We duck. She drives by a third time.
What is she
doing? She doesn't know where she lives. She just knows she lives on this general street.
Right.
She's driving around looking before she makes her hour trek home. And I'm just
like, what was the goal here? Let's say she did find her. Let's say she's sitting comfortably outside on her porch reading a nice novel. Then what?
Hey, fancy to see you here. I think she wanted to see her. I think she wanted to come across her walking her dog because that's what she said. She's like, I have to take my dog out.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Which we did take the dog out, but it was just bizarre, okay? So stick with me.
Oh, God, there's
more. So now we're turned off. We're all turned off. We're all just kind of like, this is crazy. Like, Jessica said she couldn't do crazy, and here's Jessica doing drive-bys.
Right, Jessica can't do crazy, but Jessica is the crazy one.
They always say they can't do crazy, and then they're the crazy one.
Right.
So do you remember just 5 minutes ago I said we were naming all a bunch of our other lesbian friends in Rochester? And she said, I don't know them. We go to a lesbian soiree on Sunday for one of our friends' birthdays. And we're telling them the story. And the two people that we mentioned to Jessica,
who says she doesn't know them,
said, I have no idea. They reveal to us that Jessica has slid into not one, but two of their DMs.
Say what?
She's like, I don't know who these people are. I'm not from here.
Oh, Jessica's taking a grave.
She shot her shot with not one, not two, but three Rochester lesbians who are all friends with each other.
Right. People talk.
Like,
it's a small circle.
We're all friends. What? So then...
Did you bring this?
So we're all talking about it together. Ashley's there.
Oh, so I was going to ask. Yeah, does Ashley know?
Ashley was fully at the party.
Okay, so Ashley's
Ashley
at the party.
Ashley sends a message to Jessica, and she's like,
sends a message.
Hey, queen, like, it's a wrap.
Okay, we're done here.
I just don't do liars. I felt like you lied to me. I felt like you were being really deceiving. Like, you drove by my house. Like, what? Jessica proceeds to send a 4.5-minute voice note saying, I feel like I have to give context.
Oh, she's panicking.
I'm just a brutally honest person. No, you weren't, because you lied. You said you didn't know any of these people, and you've been having multiple chats with them on the side. So she just hits the literal panic button. Now she's sending voice memos to my girlfriend.
Oh, she's sending voice
memos. The string board. Show the camera. Show the camera.
I'm trying to keep track of this whole entire story.
It's a lot. It's a lot.
Okay, so go ahead.
She's like, I don't really care that much. Proceeds to send a 4.5-minute voice memo. Yet you do care if you're going out of your way. And she's like, I'm going to try not to ramble. Rambles for 5 minutes.
Right.
About nothing. And she starts out the voice. I would play it, but I don't want to get sued. She starts out the voice message by saying, I don't expect you to listen to this, but proceeds to talk for like 5 minutes. So our days, my girlfriend and I's days of playing matchmaker.
It's over.
They're coming to a screeching halt.
Right.
The sun is setting.
There may-
and my girlfriend is like, I feel so bad because I brought this person into our lives. You didn't know, sweetie. You had no idea.
You didn't know that Jessica was going to be a total Jessica. You didn't know that. And now
Jessica
we have...
goes, I can't do crazy as Jessica's doing drive-bys.
Right.
Right. Of
right.
Course,
you guys got to be careful out there. Keep your eyes peeled, you know, for those Jessicas.
And all I have to say is I am so thankful I'm off these streets. You know what I mean? It's hard out there.
It really is tough in these streets when it comes to dating.
Oh.
I don't care what you're
gay.
It doesn't matter your sexual preference. We've done enough creepier cutes on this show.
No, I know. I think they both have their own issues. They're just very different niche issues.
All right, so...
in a lesbian world, you have to worry about an immense crossover.
Where do we go from here?
I don't know.
Is the question. I have someone for Ashley.
Do you?
I think so.
I think Ashley doesn't trust any recommendations from here on out from us. And that's you included. Because you're an extension of me.
What if I dress up? I put a wig on and, I don't know, you make me look pretty. We'll go to Breezy's Braid Bar. I'll pretend to be a woman for one night and I'll set the tone just to get her spirits back up, take her on a phenomenal date, and then I'll be off.
I don't hate it.
You know?
I don't hate it. I'll be out at Figgy this weekend.
All right.
Come get your wig braided.
Look for the sexy brunette.
Wait a minute. Something's missing. Oh, right. It's you. Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
98.5, the number one hit music station.
So important to stab that way.
You gotta
All
do
right.
it. You gotta do it, you guys.
Then stab that way. I have no idea what that song's about. But let's get into some important stuff, shall we?
Please.
Oh, award-winning actress Goldie Hawn is going to be receiving the George Eastman Award. Beep, 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 beep.
That's what's up.
Yes.
George will be presenting the award to Goldie Hawn himself.
They're thawing George, and he is coming back to life, for sure.
Break down what this is actually for.
Yeah, so this is a really prestigious award for a really prestigious gal. And actresses and comedians in recent memory have received this high honor award right here in Rochester. And now it's our girl, Goldie Hawn, and she is set to receive this George Eastman Award at Dryden Theater on October 22nd here.
I love it, because I was going to ask you, is she coming to Rochester? And Goldie will absolutely be coming to the 585.
We're
going to roll out the red carpet for Goldie Hawn.
Maybe we can get her on the show. The Academy Award-winning actress will be recognized for her iconic career that spans over decades on silver screen, along with her countless contributions to cinema, producing, writing, and directing. Goldie Hawn also is a best-selling author and children's advocate, so she is just really the jack of all trades. The George Eastman Award, excuse me, I don't have a cough button yet, is a very distinguished award that a lot of people receive in the past, just last year. Jodie Foster, Julia Roberts, just received in the last 3 years here. So many notable people. Isn't that the theater that your film played?
The Dryden
Theater?
That's right.
Yes, yes, of course.
Dude, I can't believe Goldie Hawn is almost 80 years old. That's crazy. She looks great.
Yeah, no, she really does. And I'm excited that she'll be here in our area.
Yeah, I am too.
So congrats to Goldie. Congrats to George. Congrats to the Dryden Theater.
We got to get her a garbage plate before she accepts the award.
Goldie.
Can you imagine?
Oh, my God. I know.
Oh, it's going to be it's going to be a magical evening. So.
It really will be.
Coming up on the show, we're going to dive in on why it's so difficult for some women to find a guy attractive when he's too nice. Does that make sense?
Yeah. I guess.
Plus, we're going to play an audio clip that's gone viral of a woman saying, some women just want to be treated badly. That's all coming up next on PXY. Stay there. Yes, it's a topic that's been discussed for decades, yet it still happens today. Some women struggle to trust a genuinely good guy, and it's both frustrating and sad to see. Because being too nice gives you the ick. Mm-hmm. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy here. Take a listen to this clip of a woman on the streets who says, nice guys give her the ick. And then shoot us a call. Let us know what you think. We would love to know if you agree or disagree. 585-252-9800. Take a listen.
A guy can do.
I'm not really into nice guys because I like boys, so I can't really think of anything nice that they can do.
My lucky day. Hell yeah. I'm just joking. All right. And what's the worst thing a guy can do?
I guess be nice.
Be nice.
Because sometimes if you're too nice, it gives it's like the ick.
Really?
You know? Because it's like, why are you so nice?
You like when guys like degrade you type shit? Is that what you like?
Not degrade me, but like, you know. Because I feel like if a guy is nice, that means he gets no girls. And that's like a turn off. You know what I mean?
Because I just like feel like, yeah. So, what is going on here? What did I just listen to?
Right.
Because I just like feel like, you know, yeah.
You know, so that's that. Listen, my observation, here's my observation and experience. Whenever a girl starts with, you're a nice guy, but most of the time it's a euphemism for, I'm not attracted to you.
Mm-hmm. But that would be too harsh. But that's true.
That would be too harsh to come on and say that.
Right.
And, you know, I feel like that girl right there would be a little out of touch with what the rest of us are thinking. But, you know, what do I know? How many of you also want to reach through the radio and strangle that person?
That's extremely aggressive, but pop off. Now you're promoting violence on our morning show. Yeah,
it's crazy. Just so frustrating.
No, it is. It's crazy, for sure. I think that a lot of this chitter chatter has to do with a maturity level and how old somebody is. Because
Clearly.
When you're younger, you don't know your self-worth. You don't know what love is. You don't know what a healthy relationship is. You're used to patterns and people are used to what they know. And if all you really know is toxicity and you think that loving and caring is, you know, I don't know. You just keep going back and forth and back and forth and off and on. You stick to what you know.
You'd stick to what you know.
And you don't really know anything different.
Let me go to the phones here. Hello, PXY. Who's this?
Hi, this is Dina.
Sup, Dina. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. What's your thoughts on this?
I want to agree with that girl. I mean,
oh, Dina.
I just feel like nice guys always finish last. And if you're constantly going around trying to impress girls being all extra nice, you just come off as desperate.
Oh, dear.
Like, it just gives us the ick. It's not cute.
What, in what way, though? Like, when you say too nice, what does that look like? Him laying his coat over a puddle? Sure, that's kind of odd. What do you mean, though?
Just, like, being overly sweet, like, overly caring.
Okay.
I don't know. Like, I'm not saying, like, be mean all the time, but, like, girls just want a guy who has money, tall, good-looking.
Here we go.
Knows how to dress.
The 666.
The 666 rule. Dina, let me ask you, though. Are you speaking on behalf of all women that this is what they want?
Oh, 100%. This is what women want.
She's the voice of women.
Oh, God.
So.
But what are you bringing to the table? What is your contribution? You get into a relationship, you want this, that, and the other. But what are you bringing to the table?
Well, I'm definitely hot.
Oh, God.
I love that for
Dina. And I...
For now.
Ooh, that was cold.
But it's true. Your looks are going to expire, Dina, and then what are you left with? So what if you're hot? That's just one thing. Great, you're fun to look at. What else?
And then men will get a dad bod and they'll still be hot because that's how society works. They can be shriveled up and old and they're still a zaddy, a fox.
But
there's that.
I think all women want a guy who's like not constantly going out of their way to be nice. Like, it's like it shows a lack of confidence. And I mean, like the TikTok girl said, like, we don't want to be degraded, but like we want to be told what to do a little bit. Like, we want to have that banter, like to be put in our place. And like, I don't know. I just think it's a turn on when a guy keeps us on our toes.
Okay.
But like, keeping on your toes by like cheating on you or like what?
No. Goodness, no. Like, constantly keeping me guessing and like not showing his true feelings.
Why is that like, hot though to like give yourself anxiety? Like, I don't.
But yeah, that's a good point. Doesn't that make you anxious a little bit?
I mean, listen, most people like the chase, and I think this is like part of it.
Most people what?
Like the chase. I think it's just like, honestly. I'm sorry, how old are you? Sorry, my voice is going. How old are you?
24.
Yeah, that tracks. I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that you're so young and, you know, you don't want to, you never want to feel like you're settling down or growing up too fast or anything like that. Because I think routine and comfortability is boring to someone your age. But again, I'm not a psychologist. I don't know what's going on. But I'll chime in and say this. I dated a girl for a brief stint who was overly nice. Like, and it also kind of gave me the ick. Like, I've dated some horrible people. I've dated some really nice people. But this person was like I felt a gust of wind. And all of a sudden, she wasn't wearing a jacket. And I was. And it's like... I'm okay. Like, I don't know. In my opinion, it made me feel a little helpless. I'm a very capable
human
being.
She was just...
It's kind of giving, like, please like me, though. And I'm like, I don't.
Yeah, listen, I don't know. I'd love to hear from some men, 585-252-9800. But then again, Dina, you are only 24. I don't know what your dating experience is like, but I can guarantee you, as you get older, this is probably going to get old for you.
I mean, maybe, but, like, for now, I enjoy guys who are, like, kind of about themselves, you know? Like, if a guy's all about me, I'm like, that's boring.
So, I'm assuming you're probably not going to like our intern, Zach.
No, she is not.
All right. Hey, Dina, thank you so much for the call. Are you in a relationship right now?
I'm dating a couple people, like, not exclusively.
I'm sure you are. And I'm sure you will be for a very long time. All right, Dina. Thank you, Queen.
All right. We'll talk soon. Thanks for the call.
Okay. Bye, guys.
See ya. Never.
It's hopeless.
No, never. Never ceases to amaze me. All right, listen.
What's going on?
Nothing
here
would make me happier right now than if we could just hear from our listeners. 585-252-9800. This girl who just called in might be a little out of touch. And look, I'm going to say it. There's plenty of men who are very capable of doing both. You can be respectful. You can be nice. You can be transparent, but also have a backbone and are not willing, you know, are willing to speak up to say how they feel and, you know, and what they're not willing to put up with.
Yeah.
Let's go to the phones because they are blowing up. PXY, who's this?
This is Courtney.
Courtney, talk to us.
Okay, so after hearing what Dina had to say, I have to say I'm 29 and I completely disagree.
Okay, go on.
There are so many good qualities about a man who's confident in his niceness.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
There is something about a man that will go and put you before himself that is like the biggest turn on.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I don't understand why women are out here trying to encourage men to be rude and mean because they think that that's what women want.
Right. But, you know, at the age of 24, though, too, it doesn't sound like she's got a ton of dating experience. And she's immature. Like she said, the only thing she really has to offer at this point is she's hot. That's what she brings to the table. But at the end of the day, you could be hot, but you still have to have a conversation with the person.
I know.
Yeah.
Exactly. Your looks can't be everything. You have to have a personality to back it up.
100%.
Thank you so much for the call, Courtney. Appreciate that. Let me go over to...
There's so many people that don't.
PXY, who's this?
Dave.
Dave, talk to us.
Wavy Davey, what's up, brother?
Wavy Davey.
What's up, Bubble Breezy?
What do you think? What's the vibe?
So, women are so much more shallow than men, and this is why. A good-looking guy, 6 foot tall, dark hair with a six-figure income, drives a real expensive car, could walk into Walmart, and he would date the hottest cashier behind the counter.
Mm-hmm.
But you take a woman in the same position, good-looking woman, 6 foot tall, six-figure income, drives a great car, she would never think twice about dating a guy in that position.
Yeah.
100% right. My money will grow. Your looks will fade. A woman would never think about supporting a man who she found attractive and maybe fell in love with. But a man, that's his destiny. That's what a man does. When a man makes money and he has it in the bank, he sits back and thinks, I can afford a house, I can afford a car, I can afford to support a family.
Mm-hmm.
When a woman makes money, she sits back and she thinks, I'm high-end, I can afford this fancy car, I can afford these fancy clothes, now I want this high-end man. It's always a double standard.
Wow.
Women in general, what you have to offer is looks. A man only wants a hot woman. We don't care where you work. We don't care about your family. A man just wants a good-looking woman who can provide him peace when he walks in the front door of his home.
That I won't disagree with.
I feel like I could run through a brick wall right now. Oh, my God.
Two brick walls.
Yeah, two brick walls.
Two of them.
Hey, Dave. Hey, listen. There's a lot of things you just pointed out where you're not fully wrong. I know that a lot of men, the number one thing they want in a relationship, like you said, is just peace.
Girl.
They want peace. After a long day, they exactly. just want to be able to come home to an environment where they don't feel like they're walking on eggshells.
And we have no problem taking the brunt of everything. We have no problem supporting the family. We just want to come home, be taken care of, and we want a woman who can provide us with a peaceful environment. That's it.
Hey.
We're simple creatures. We're so, so simple.
So, Wavy Davey, when you were describing the 6 foot, six-figure income guy, were you describing yourself or...
No, I'm 5'10".
All right. We love an honest king.
Yeah, we do. Hey, Dave, thanks for the call, man. Really appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
All right, see you later.
That guy came in on all cylinders, and I respect the hell out of that guy.
I do, too. I thought he was going to call in acting like some Geo Metro. This dude was a Ferrari. It's PXY Mornings. Welcome back to the show. Moose and Breezy here, 73 for the high today. September is Suicide Prevention Month. We've been talking about this a little bit on the show, especially with it being September, and we ask and encourage you to put a hand out. Let someone know who may be going through it that, hey, you're there. You're willing to help. And we wanted to ask you that you join the conversation at 7 p.m. tonight with our company Odyssey's Mental Health Initiative. It's called I'm Listening.
Yeah.
And
it's important. We do it every year.
Every year. And we're continuing to spread mental health awareness with help from artists, actors, medical professionals, and others during our annual I'm Listening broadcast special. So if you or someone you know wants to join that conversation, it's going to be right here on 98PXY at 7 o'clock tonight in partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention.
And it's brought to you by BetterHelp, which we love our friends at BetterHelp because they are offering so many tools and resources for people who need therapy, maybe can't afford therapy. Mm-hmm. So yes, I just wanted to take a moment because earlier last week, we spoke to a gentleman named Manny, and he shared his extremely powerful story of how he tried and attempted to take his own life. And thank goodness it didn't go that way. It's stories like those that are very important to share. They're hard to share on our show. They're hard to talk about, whether it's on the radio, with friends, so on and so forth. But it's stories like those that are extremely impactful because it really makes you think a little harder and it puts a lot into perspective. I think with I'm Listening being tonight and so many people being affected by not just mental health, but suicide and suicide prevention, whether you've dealt with suicidal ideations or you know someone who died by suicide, it is important to bring that to the forefront. And although I personally have never dealt with any type of suicidal ideation, I know people who've died by suicide. People who are very close to me, actually.
Same.
And that is a really, really hard pill to swallow, and you almost feel really guilty as the survivor on the other end of knowing, like, what could I have done to help, or how could I have been there for that person mm-hmm. that would have changed this outcome? And you know, you have people around you who are directly impacted, whether it be a spouse or a child or something along those lines. And it's like, now this person's hurting. And I think really all you can do is be there for that person or that family or those people. You know, it wasn't until my late 20s, I'm 30 now. I was probably 28, 29. And I've been very open about this on the show, but I started getting this feeling inside of me that was really hard to shake, and it was something that really consumed my, God, every waking moment of death and dying and when I'm going to die and how I'm going to die
right.
and how much time I have left. And I would wake up every single day for about 6 months to 10 months straight. And I thought to myself, today is the day I'm going to die.
Constant and intrusive thought.
Constant. It overtook. And that was something that I really struggled with because I had never experienced something like that. From a young age, I would have questions and thoughts about death, but not to that extreme.
Mm-hmm.
I think it a lot had to do with my job and reporting on things that honestly are hard to talk about and hard to read and see every day. But another part of it was just getting older and living alone. And I went and I got help because I couldn't live like that anymore. It was something that was really debilitating to me. I went to my PCP and I told her, and she said, you know, you're at an age right now where this is a really transitional period.
Right.
You're leaving your 20s, you're entering your 30s, and this is where most people develop anxiety about getting older and about losing time. And you see people around you passing, and whether it be expected and unexpected, all the different realms of people leaving this universe. And she's like, this is really something that you can fix with counseling, you can fix with medication. And for a very long time, I was very anti-medication. I was like, I don't need that. I don't want it to alter my brain chemistry. I talk for a living. I make jokes for a living. I'm witty. I can't be on medicine that is going to take that away from me or hinder that. And ultimately, I decided to go on. I decided to go on an antidepressant. I'm on Wellbutrin. I've been on it for about a year now. And I will admit, I wish I did it sooner. It changed a lot of things for me. I no longer have those intrusive thoughts. And if I do, it's because I'm not taking it regularly or I missed a day or whatever it is. But it really changed my life. And I know there's so many people out there that are just like me or I'm just like you where, oh, I don't need that. I don't think I can handle that. I don't want it to change my life. It improved my life immensely. And I never really knew my mental health struggles and how prominent they were until I reached out and got help. And until I was on a prescription medication that really altered my brain chemistry and just regulated it. There's nothing wrong with reaching out. There's nothing wrong with being on medication. And I pride myself on being 100% transparent with all of you because I really do feel like we have a very strong relationship. And I feel like I can trust you and you can trust me, both of us. So with that being said, I know it's a lot and I know it's hard to talk about. I know we're a very fun, lighthearted show. But without these conversations, I would be doing this entire city a disservice. Anyone who listens to the show, to make it seem like I have it all figured out, you have it all figured out, because we're just like you, honestly. Whether you're on medication, whether you're in counseling, therapy, whether you see a psychiatrist, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't.
You know, it's funny too, because you made it a point where we talked about death on this show so much because of the thoughts you were having.
Right, right.
And then coincidentally, last December, last January, right before I was about to hit 40, I started having similar thoughts.
Yeah.
And the one thing, you know, I told you all the time, I would constantly go to bed at night, like, what if my heart stops right now?
Yeah.
That's it. It's over for me.
Yeah.
Game over. And I'm thinking to myself, and I start laughing, because that's how I deal with anxiety. I'm like, whoa, why though? And it was finally brought to my attention, just like you, hey, you are about to enter a new decade.
Yeah.
You are getting rid of the 30s. That is an old chapter. And this is going to bring up a lot of anxiety for you. And it made complete sense. I was entering a new period of my life that was so unfamiliar for me, but also scary.
Right.
I'm like, 40? I was just 21.
Right.
And it was really hard for me to digest that because I was in such denial. But listen, we all have intrusive thoughts. We're all facing a battle others know nothing about. And you, if you ever want to hit up Breezy and I, I've said it once, I'll say it again. You can reach out to us on our socials at High Moose or Breezy on Air, along with calling or texting 988 to reach the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline. People are always standing by because you are heard, you know, and like they say, it's okay to not be okay. But 988, you can call or text. Somebody is always standing by to talk to you.
Yeah, and I really do hope you tune in tonight. I really hope you take a moment at 7 p.m. right here on our station. You don't have to go looking for it. I'm listening initiative tonight, the broadcast special. We do it once a year. It's all in partnership with the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention, Mental Health Awareness, and again, partnering with BetterHelp. But Carson Daly will be on there, country host Katie Neal, and a ton of other very notable celebrities that are going to talk about their own mental health struggles. So we all kind of can stop being so taboo about this topic and just talk about it openly. So you don't feel crazy. I don't feel crazy. Sally down the street doesn't feel crazy because you shouldn't. You just shouldn't.
Yeah. And thanks for opening up, Breezy. We always appreciate that.
100%.
I'm listening tonight on 98PXY at 7 o'clock p.m. And we thank you guys for listening. It's Moose and Breezy. We'll be right back. Little Shaboozy on PXY Morning. What's up, guys? It's Moose and Breezy. Welcome back. Let's talk Monroe County District Attorney Sandra Dorley for 1 minute.
Do we have to?
Do we all remember her? Yes, of course we do.
Her in the middle of May, just getting pulled.
So the outside prosecutor that was brought in to review her traffic stop in Webster says she will face no additional criminal charges or tickets aside from the speeding ticket she already pleaded guilty to. And she ended up paying the fine. Do you want to know why, though? Because prosecutor Bill Fitzpatrick says being rude and obnoxious is not a crime. Thank God for that. Breezy be in prison a long time ago.
Lulzies. Jokes are always funny when you have to explain them.
This prosecutor originally considered the charges of fleeing from police and official misconduct, but determined none of them were appropriate. Why? How is her fleeing from the police not appropriate? I don't know how this works.
Isn't that called evading a police officer? I've definitely done that before.
She comfortably parked in her garage. One of the questions asked was if Dorley pled guilty so quickly because it was a defense mechanism, did she plead guilty so quickly because it was a defense mechanism to avoid additional charges? And Fitzpatrick responded with, I seriously doubt Sandra was being that cunning to do that. And I point out that the plea was not accepted for another 9 to 10 days. So if someone in Webster or in Monroe County had smelled a rat, then somebody should have said something about it. See?
I'm confused. Not bugs in a jar farm.
Some have questions if it was even fair for Fitzpatrick, who knows Dorley and does the same job, to even conduct the investigation.
Doesn't everybody know her? Who's going to do it?
And he responded with, you know, there's a limited pool of district attorneys in the state that could have conducted the investigation with a degree of credibility, he said. I'm 100% certain, though, that any fair-minded, open-minded person is going to look at this and come to the same conclusion I did. So he also emphasized that his review was solely focused on potential criminal conduct and not of ethics. So we can close the books on this for pretty much forever. I mean, it is what it is. So that's that. She paid her ticket and life goes on.
Okay. Whatever. It's just so classic. Like, oh, I'm in with the crowd, so I don't have to, like, really get in trouble. But if that was anybody else, please, they'd be behind bars.
Well, you saw her apology video. Do you think it was genuine?
No.
Oh, you don't? Okay.
I'm over it.
I know you are, Breeze. All right, guys.
We're not going to reward bad behavior.
We never do. What are your thoughts on toilet breaks at school? Because a listener...
Call them bathroom breaks, because you're confusing me and everybody else. Bathroom breaks.
All right. What are your thoughts on toilet breaks at school?
What are your thoughts on water main breaks?
A listener, Gwen, was sent home a letter last week explaining that if too many kids continue to ask to use the bathroom during class, their bathroom privileges will be cut off. We're going to read you the letter she received and hear what you think coming up next on the show for Parental Confidential. Stay there.
98PXY.
Shh. Anyone else get a letter sent home to them like the one our listener Gwen received? Take a listen to this. She writes in and says, Hi, Moose and Breezy. Here's the letter I got from my 14-year-old daughter's high school that sent this out last week. And I'm just wondering your thoughts on this. Feel free to read it during your show because I don't agree with it. But I'm trying to get an idea of how many other people, including your listeners and parents, think this is kind of ridiculous. I'm trying to figure out what next steps to take. Thank you. So here's the letter that she received about students in the classroom taking advantage of using the bathroom. And it says, Dear parents and guardians, we are now into the fourth week back after the summer break. And with students and staff adapting to the new lesson structure, I'm sure you can agree that attendance in lessons is key to students making the best progress. It has come to my attention that there has been an increase in the number of students requesting to use the bathroom during lesson time. And this is having a considerable impact on valuable learning time for the students leaving the room and for the rest of the students in the class who are having their lesson disrupted. While we understand that there may be occasional and legitimate reasons for students to use the bathroom during lessons, we encourage all students to make use of the toilet during break and lunchtime when it is more appropriate to do so. This will minimize disruption to both their own learning and that of their classmates. And this trend, if this trend continues and the number of requests remain high, we will have no choice but to refuse bathroom requests during lesson time, except in cases where a student may have a medical condition.
Okay. What?
In such cases, students will be issued with a toilet pass during to use during lessons upon providing medical documentation. We kindly ask for your support in reminding your child to make use of the bathroom facilities during the designated break times so that we can ensure lessons remain focused and productive for everyone. Thank you for your cooperation and understanding.
I believe the term is lavatory. Wow. Okay.
Well, let's hear what you guys think. 585-252-9800. Do you agree? Do you disagree with teachers implementing this new rule of not letting kids use the bathroom? Because God knows I've had some serious emergencies in the classroom.
There's been some close calls for sure.
Yeah.
Let's just put it that way.
there's been some close calls.
There has been. I think
we can all agree, Breeze, how many kids do take advantage of
I was one of them. I was always every single seventh period in French, I would take advantage of the fact that my French teacher didn't really speak that great of English.
You took a language?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, I didn't make it past freshman year, but I took a language.
Oh.
I took one in middle school, too.
They didn't let me.
Yeah. Well, that tracks. Okay.
But when you are as a kid, and by the way, this letter was sent out to Gwen's daughter, who's a freshman in high school. This is not elementary school. We're talking about high school here.
Well, I know, but that's when they start getting really manipulative, and that's when they start getting really sneaky. Like, for me, if I was bored, I was just like, I'm going to go to the bathroom.
Right.
I'm going to take a lap. Then I would take a couple laps, sit around.
That's what it was. We weren't using the bathroom pass to go to the bathroom. I would take a lap. I just had to get out of class.
And to be honest, people were doing some godforsaken things in that bathroom.
100%.
People were smearing poop on the walls. People were breaking the toilets off. They were.
I don't know what school you went to, but that's always.
Don't act like you're so much better on the West Side.
No, I was going to say that's always happening in Greece. That's not.
That's a Tuesday.
That's a daily occurrence.
That's a Tuesday.
All right, we got some texts coming in here. Love to hear what you guys think. Taylor is chiming in first. Taylor says, I do not understand why we deprive kids of food, water, the toilet, and then wonder why they can't focus. I'm fine with the teacher saying you can go to the bathroom right after I give out these instructions. I'm not fine with just no. Yeah, nope. This person says, no, my kids know that if they need to use the bathroom and the teacher doesn't let them, they are allowed to walk out.
You know, it's hard because there's been instances where people have literally lost their lives when holding their pee. I mean, listen, there's things that have happened closer than we think, right? So that is a genuine medical concern, but also high schoolers specifically, they're pains in the asses, to be honest.
No, I know. I think a lot of people know
they
that.
They will do anything to get out of class. Trust me.
This listener says, I was one of those girls who was denied a pass to the bathroom, and I ended up peeing through my clothes. It was humiliating at the age of 13.
And that's just a Thursday for me.
Hello, PXY. What's your name?
This is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Talk to us. What are your thoughts?
Well, my daughter, too, is a freshman.
Okay.
And a friend of hers got in-school suspension for walking out of a class when she had to go to the bathroom. She was sitting there crying. She had to go so bad. She got up and left.
Yeah, as she should.
Yeah.
And the security officer came to the classroom and got her belongings, and she ended up with in-school suspension one day
up
for going to the bathroom.
Shut up.
When she was literally, and I told my daughter, if you have to go to the bathroom that bad, take the in-school suspension.
Sure,
because
yeah.
Because BS.
So now she had to spend not just a period, but the whole day within school suspension.
Oh my God.
That's
right. But honestly, it's the kids that take advantage that ruin it for people like your daughter's friend.
She was sitting there crying. She had to go to the bathroom so bad, and she just finally got up and walked out.
Yeah.
And I told my daughter, you do the exact same thing.
100%.
Yeah, if you got to go, you got to go. And like Breezy said, there's always going to be students that take advantage of it. But you know who's being genuine. This girl is like shedding tears. Let her go. And not to mention, they're getting to an age now, especially girls, where their bodies are changing. They're going through some things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just let them go.
Yeah, God forbid they have their period. Oh, my God.
Right? I get it, but I don't get it.
Right.
Yeah. You know what I mean? Like you said, it's the few bad apples that kill it for everybody.
Right.
It's getting a little ridiculous.
We were that bad apple.
No, 150%. 150%.
That was a long time ago, but yeah.
I know. Yeah. Yeah, it's not like we're taking classes at Penfield High.
Laura, thank you so much for the call. Appreciate that.
Yeah, bye-bye.
If kids are abusing the bathroom pass, then yes, I can understand why this would be a rule. Teachers are not stupid. Not every student has to use the bathroom during class. That's a bit excessive. Yes, we understand that. Elena says, good morning, Moose and Breezy. My daughter got a similar letter home. She gets 5 passes in total for all of her classes per semester. She has a heavy flow, and I told her, screw that. If you have to go, you get up and go, and I will personally deal with the teachers, because that's how infections happen in females.
Oh.
That's what's up, Elena. This is a hot topic for some people.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? Thank you guys for all the messages. Listen, if I were you, Gwen, to have the talk with your daughter, like, hey, if it's an emergency, don't be a bad apple like Moose and Breezy. Don't take it for granted, because you're going to ruin it for everybody else.
Learn from us.
You
for
know,
sure.
Like Laura's daughter's friend who's sitting there crying that she has to go and then gets in school suspension. That's insane.
It's nutty.
It's nutty. So if you got to go, you got to go. Right?
I mean, Sunday. You know what I'm saying?
PXY Mornings. We'll do another parental tomorrow morning. We'll be right back. Stay there.
Need to get something off your chest? Go on. Try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. My coworker should stop whistling Taylor Swift songs. He's not paid to be a canary. 2 eggs in your omelet? Whoa, settle down, Rockefeller. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these 2 clowns their own show. There, I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There, I Said It on the number one hit music station. 98 BXY.
Got something you need to get off your chest? Now would be the time to do it. Breezy and I want to hear all your unpopular opinions this morning.
Yes, we do. Listen, guys, when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do for the rest of my life, I thought I was going to be a therapist. But now we get to do this, and it's like makeshift therapy for not just us, but you as well.
In a sense, I agree with that.
So,
Pat says social media has made almost everyone on it be more unsocial. There, I said it. You might be right about that, Pat. Who's this? I feel like Oprah was one of the most evil people in the entertainment industry. There, I said it. Well, that's an interesting take. Do you care to share why, though?
I mean, I think Ellen is way worse, but like, what do I know? You know what I mean?
I mean, there are some horrific things that we just don't see that goes on behind the scenes.
Yeah.
You know,
for sure.
I've heard some things about Oprah, but God knows I've heard some things about Ellen.
I know. Oh, goodness gracious. This person obviously has been hurt in the past. melting cheese on a burger is wrong. There, I said it. I don't agree. I don't agree at all.
I don't understand the take.
They don't like melted cheese on a burger. They just like the cold slab of cheese.
It's gross.
Which is disgusting.
That is gross. Well, you know, when you think about it, like Big Macs, if you get a Big Mac at McDonald's, that cheese is not melted. They just throw it on there.
Still have yet it's to have a, still have yet
yeah,
to have
when
a
are we doing that?
We should do okay, so
by the
context,
way, this is true, you guys. Breezy in her entire life has never tried a Big Mac from McDonald's.
Never ever. I don't even think I've had a hamburger from any fast food joint. I'm not a
She's a nugget.
I'm
girl.
A nug girl, you know what I mean? Not to say I'm better than McDonald's, because I'm definitely not.
I just, for me, it was a big moment.
I'm 30 years old, never had a Big Mac. I think we should do that this week.
I agree with that.
Maybe Friday? Make a Friday thing?
You know, I remember the time and place. My first Big Mac was special because I was transitioning from Happy Meals to being an adult.
That's a big one.
It was huge.
That's a huge one.
Yeah, it was in the McDonald's parking lot in the back of my parents' minivan.
Yeah.
It was special. And since then, I've eaten hundreds.
Thousands.
Thousands of Big Macs. What's up,
that's
guys?
That's why the cholesterol is so high.
It's Liana. I think winter is better than summer. Who doesn't love a cozy sweater? There, I said it. I'm with you. No, I mean on the sweater part. I don't think winter's better, but we live in upstate New York, you know, so.
We do. This person says, that's wild, is the most overused phrase in the 21st century. There, I said it. That's wild. That's
really?
Wild that you would say that.
Yeah, that is wild. Oh, this is disgusting. I'm so grossed out. You already know what I'm going to say.
What?
Sorry, but I'm one of these people who don't floss. I don't care what you think. Brushing is enough. There, I said it. It's not enough. And I would even argue that you can give up brushing and replace it with flossing.
That's so not true.
Your teeth would be healthier.
You have sweaters on your teeth if you don't brush your teeth. What are you talking about? Are you kidding me?
These people whose teeth rot out of their mouth, it's because everything they eat just sits in between their teeth and it rots.
Oh, God.
Let's get a dentist on the phone right now to tell us what's more important.
585-252-9800.
Both. Clearly both. But I'm saying so many people don't floss. And that is the worst thing for your mouth.
Insane.
My buddy lost two of his teeth. They had to pull. His breath smelled so bad. And he went to the dentist and they're like, you have two dead teeth in your mouth. And it was from not flossing. He'd eat meat and it would just rot between his teeth. And it killed his teeth. They had to remove. I was like, did you replace the teeth? He goes, nah. So now it's just a huge gap on the side of his mouth. He looks ridiculous.
Oh, no. These things happen, though, unfortunately.
Let's go over to our friend Jacob this morning, weighing in. 585-252-9800 if you want to spit some hot fire. What's up, Jacob? Breakfast, Harry Potter, Taylor Swift, and cats all suck. These are a few of life's horrible things. I said it. Jacob, damn, daddy, chill. I mean, I
will agree with 50% of that.
I get everything he mentioned on this list, but what is your problem with breakfast? That I don't understand.
I think breakfast, people sit here and they're like, it's the most important meal of the day.
No, you can skip breakfast.
I can't say I've never, because I did eat breakfast religiously for a long time, but my first meal is at noon now.
Right. I'm saying we're brunch people now.
Yeah. Also, cats do suck. I do agree. They smell like pee.
Cats are awful.
Oh, God. I was just talking about this the other day with someone, and I've never met someone who does not push back against me in this take. I looked at her. I said, I don't really like pets that much.
Man, we know.
She goes. Honestly, same. I'm like, did we just become best friends? I think we did. All right.
Mine for today is if you're calling, and I witnessed this the other day, if you're calling strangers bro, it's time for you to get it together in life. There, I said it. I don't care what you or your friends Sammy. Call one another, but if you're saying bro to random strangers or people in the workplace, everyone is cringing.
Brasky. No, it's not it. You know how I feel about that.
I only say it to people where I can't remember their name. What's up, bro? I can't remember the name.
That's me. I'm like, hey, you. Mine for today is this. Tomorrow's my last therapy session for a while.
Oh, my congrats. Therapist
is pregnant and having a baby.
Oh, okay.
And I don't know if I'll go back.
Really?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Not to say it doesn't work.
See, you're looking to get out, and I'm looking to start back up.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. Maybe you can take my slot when she comes back.
Nah, I want to get my own person. But yeah,
she knows
you.
Too much.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm looking to get back into therapy. I think it's time. You know what I mean?
I mean, it's only been a whole year since you got into that rustle and tussle with your last therapist over the Barbie movie.
I know. Yeah, I ghosted her. And then I'll go ahead and leave it with, who is this? Jim says, if you're 21, there's no reason you should be wearing your grandpa's cologne. It smells awful. There, I said it. Listen, I'm not trying to call people out here, but we had an intern recently here that.
Oh, stop.
The smell is so strong. The smell of cologne.
We only
was so
had two
strong.
Interns. And one was a girl.
He shook our program director's hand, and our program director said the smell of his cologne lasted on his hand for almost 48 hours.
That's the good stuff, you know.
I'm like,
saying?
Oh man, what the hell's in that stuff?
Oh my god,
Black Panther! You know, it's illegal in so many different countries.
Oh my god,
ease up on the cologne. And by the way, Breezy, this week, pick a date, pick a time. We're getting you your first Big Mac.
Let's go.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98
PXY. PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. It is so important to never forget your roots and where you come from.
Never. Never, ever. Because guess what? We all start from somewhere, and nobody just got to where they need to be alone. Or without guidance along the way, or without a story to tell, you know? And it was an honor and a privilege to be able to go back to my old school on Monday. And I think that's one of the things that a lot of people, and I know I struggle with this, and I know you're like me, if you struggle with this too, a little bit of like imposter syndrome, a little bit of like, how am I here? Do I really deserve to be here? Like, am I just lucky? Did I just, you know?
Well, you worked really hard.
100%.
So
I agree with that.
Don't discredit yourself in how you got here.
But I think that a lot of people deal with that. I think a lot of people have this idea of like it's a hard pill to swallow to give themselves credit for things because
I don't know if I felt that.
You're the lucky one because I know a lot of people do. And you end up where you've always wanted to be, and then you get there, and you're like, "How did I?"
See.
You're so focused on the grind when you're in it,
yeah.
And then when you get to the top of the mountain, you're like, "Oh yeah, it just kind of happened." But that's not true.
The one constant thing I would hear over and over and over again in California was enjoy the journey, because when you get to the destination of where you've been trying to get for years and years and years, and you finally get there, you're like, "Okay, I really enjoyed the journey a little bit more than the actual destination." And it takes a lot to stay grounded, and I get that. But when you get to what you've been trying to do for so long, like you, this has always been a dream of yours.
Yeah.
And you got a chance yesterday, or
Monday.
Was it yesterday? Monday, to go back to Syracuse.
Yeah.
The old stomping grounds, and talk to what, a radio class?
It was a panel. So
it was a panel.
Yeah. So it was like, and it was open to anybody, but mostly for the program, which is BMC, Broadcast Media Communications. And it was me. It was a reporter out in Syracuse, a meteorologist out in Syracuse, A.B. Robbins from 93Q, the
yeah.
morning show host out in Syracuse.
Okay, so all
her
media.
And her, yeah, her and her co-hosts are basically like the Spazzano and Sandy in Syracuse. They've been
right.
there for 35 years together. And it was an honor and a privilege because I grew up listening to both Spazzano and Sandy and Ted and Amy out in Syracuse because I lived in Canandaigua, so I could get both. And it was just really, it was really surreal to be on a panel with one of your radio idols. It was kind of weird. And I felt that way also at boot camp too, when we went out to boot camp. And I just feel like, you know, maybe you're not in radio or maybe you're in a different career, but when you work so hard for something and you get to experience really cool things, whether that be, you know, you win a work conference or you get that promotion at your job, there's a little bit of imposter syndrome that seeps in of like, do I really deserve this? Like, there's so many people they could have chose. And it's not that you're doubting yourself. It's just you try to keep yourself grounded. Because I think one of my biggest fears in this career was to have an ego take over or be bigger than myself.
Mm, yeah, sure.
Because there is a lot of perks and fun things that come with this job that you can really start to, I mean, you see it in the industry a lot, you think you're bigger and better than anyone or anything. And like, yes, our job is cool, but like we're on local radio. And we're not Beyonce.
It's like, truly the most unattractive mm-hmm. quality any individual can have.
It genuinely is. So I think one of my biggest things when I went back and spoke to my old professors and saw all these people that really shaped who I am as a broadcaster today, I just said to them, like, thank you so much for everything that, you know, all your wisdom and knowledge and lessons along the way. And I'm never too big for this place. I'm never too big to go home, to go back and go back to my home base of education and talk to people. It's my honor. It's my privilege. Like, it's just about being humble and just being a nice person and just remembering nobody got to where they are alone.
No, of course not.
100%.
You know, I've met so many people, even people who had ventured from Rochester to LA,
mm-hmm.
and they do not speak of the 585. The Rochester is dead to them. It doesn't exist to them.
Cringy to
and
me.
It's just really, like you said, easy for people to forget where they've come from.
Right.
But that is just a perfect example of you forgetting that and thinking you're
better than
above.
Mm-hmm.
And I absolutely hate that. But this is a city I've always been, like I've said in the past, I'm super proud to call Rochester my home. And anytime anybody ever asked where I'm from, I really had to bring out a map and show them right. where Rochester is. They're like, don't you miss the shopping in New York? I'm like, well, we got Marketplace Mall, but no, you're probably confusing this for the Big Apple. So that's not where we're at.
I just feel like you and I are in such a privileged situation where we are just so Rochester to our core. And we genuinely care so much about this city and about the people within this city because we've never known anything else. I mean, yes, you went away to LA. I went away to Syracuse to go to school. But this is home, man. This is kind of where it all began, and I don't really plan on leaving.
It's my family's favorite saying. Hey, don't forget where you come from. Like, as I know.
You're like half asleep. You're like, where am I?
I know.
Yeah. I think it's important. So whether you are just starting out in a career field or a job or a profession, or you've been there for 50 years, text that person that helped you get to where you are today or shaped you as a person and just say, hey, I haven't talked to you in years, but thank you so much. Thank you so much. It goes a long way.
It does. That's a great idea.
So,
all right. I'm going to go ahead and text Pizzano real quick. We'll be right back.
He's been gone for hours.
98PXY is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy, little Usher for you this morning. So maybe you guys can help us out here because I'm feeling a little lost. What would you do in this situation? 585-252-9800. Give us a ring. I found out that my ex, who I haven't spoken with in maybe, I don't know, over 2 years now, lost her uncle, who she was extremely close with.
Mm-hmm.
And a friend of mine brought it to my attention and says, are you going to reach out? I was like, well, I didn't really plan on it. That would be awkward. Would you? Would you offer condolences to an ex where, I don't know, it really didn't end that well? And on top of that, you haven't spoken to them in years. Does it make sense to break that no contact rule and just say, hey, deepest condolences, I'm sorry for your loss?
Right.
And I'm not petty. I'm down to do that. It's just, it doesn't seem like it makes sense to do it. I don't know, you know, because you have different... We have different lives now. We have different people within our lives. It's just, it seems odd.
Right. Right. I think, yeah, it's a tricky situation because when it comes to death, like, you want to be there for somebody.
Sure.
But if you aren't there for them regularly, it seems fake and a little bit forced, in my opinion.
No, and I don't want it to come off that way. I want it to absolutely come off as genuine.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and not, you know, write a paragraph. But hey, I heard what happened. Just saying, I'm so sorry. Deepest condolences. But then again, I barely knew.
Does it make a difference?
With what?
Is that going to heal her grieving?
No.
You know what I mean?
No, and I didn't really know the individual, this particular uncle. Met him one time. So I wasn't, you know, close to the individual, but I know how much he meant to her. I don't know. I don't know. I just, it's... And then I start thinking, well, would she do that for me? And then I don't want to go down that route because that's right. Petty and I don't care.
Right. It's a, you're not doing it because of that.
Yeah.
That's not why you're doing it.
Right, that's the thing.
Yeah. No, I it's hard because there are some people that are going through a grieving process that would want to hear from anyone and everyone, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just to know that there's support rallying around that person. But at the same time, it could, if you reach out, derail them and make them even more angry. And feel a different emotion of like, why is this person reaching out? We don't even talk.
Well, I know. And here's the thing. You cannot help but feel a little silly by doing so. You're going to. Like you texting an ex you have not spoke with, you broke up years ago, and then offering your condolences. Mm-hmm. I do. I feel silly. I know for some people it may sound like it's the right thing to do. And I get that. And I'm all about that. But, like you said, what difference does it make?
Mm-hmm. I know.
Well, I don't know. I don't know what to do. And by the way, I was a little pissed because my friend who brought it to my attention mm-hmm. was like, oh, "You're not even going to reach out." I'm like, "What do you mean? You know the circumstances,
right?
You know the history of our relationship. Why would that make sense to do that?
Correct.
It's the right thing to do." I guess. I don't know. Let me get to some of your texts right now. I got a few coming in. We have a listener that says, I was in the same situation the other month, and the best advice I got was my dad telling me to not reach out, only because it was a toxic relationship, and if I had reached out, my ex would have taken it as a sign that I was trying to get back with him, and that was not the case. Yeah, I don't think that would be the case. I could see why that would happen, too, though.
Mm-hmm.
Let me go over to Danielle.
Yeah, because people do have ulterior motives. I know people that have hooked up at a funeral before.
A word?
And got pregnant.
Come on. At the funeral? Where are they doing this?
Were brought back together at the funeral and then...
But somebody's grave?
Oh my God. It's just
that's an interesting place to meet. People think everything is either black or white, and it's not. My mom, for example, separated from her boyfriend about 30 years ago. And 5 years ago, news came out that he died in an accident. She cried the whole day, and she was down for a solid 1 to 2 weeks. Just because you're not in a relationship anymore doesn't mean that you should not care about the other person at all. No, I mean, that's true. However, I don't care for her anymore in the sense that, you know, I have feelings for her,
mm-hmm.
but I do feel some empathy for what she's going through.
Right.
I just don't know if it's a good idea to reach out. I don't know if it's warranted to say, hey, my condolences, I'm sorry. But because here's the other thing. She's going to want to know, how do I know? How do you know?
I mean, you don't. That's the thing.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you don't. It's a tough situation. I think you need to follow your heart and do what you need to do, what you think is right.
I think the right thing to do is to mind my own business.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I feel. Alyssa says you have different lives now, like you said, with different people in them. Move on. I don't think it makes sense to really reach out. I lost my mom years back. Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And my ex-boyfriend reached out to me and it made me feel a certain way. Because we haven't spoken in maybe 5 years.
Wow.
I don't know what the right thing to do here is, guys. I don't know.
We're not really, it's not about like giving advice in this sense. It's more just about like, I think it's person by person, case by case.
Yeah.
And the relationship. Or lack thereof, I should say.
Yeah, I think so.
But,
you know.
You got to do what you got to do.
All right. Well, I'll let you know what I decide. I don't want to make any decisions just yet on what I'm going to do. Because, I mean, it's a simple text. I can always text her and then block the number. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Just you on a Thursday.
Yeah. Hey, it's Devins, and I've got random facts for you every hour, every afternoon that'll make you go, wait, what? Starting at 3 today on 98PXY.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.